This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, RGSO family. This is Sarah from Lubbock, Texas. I've been wanting to share my stories for quite a while, about a year and a half, but I haven't felt safe to do so until now. The reason being is that I'm a very, very sensitive person. I can pick up on feelings and emotions and sometimes have visions. And in the house we used to live in South Hadley, Massachusetts, we always had weird things happen. Things like seeing shadows out of the corners of our eyes, hearing weird things. We actually had one of our friends over that said they saw a woman's face coming out of the closet. And one day, a woman came and knocked on our door and said she had lived in the home. So we let her in and she told us all these pleasant stories, and included in some of those stories was a quick mention of her father dying in my daughter's bedroom. I was kind of shocked. And I asked her if anybody else had died in the home, and she said yes. She wouldn't tell me who. And she also said that she saw the ghost of her dead grandmother in the doorway next to my room. After she left, I was just almost out of my head with worry, so I went around the house, and I said, "Look, I acknowledge you're here. Don't scare us. Don't show yourself to us. We don't want to hear you. Leave my daughter alone, and we'll take care of the house. Just let us be." After I said that, I had a feeling that talking about my ghost experiences, watching ghostly shows, even listening to your podcast, which I had to do outside of the home, just shouldn't have been done. For whatever reason, I felt like I asked them not to show themselves, so I'm going to reciprocate and give the respect and just not mention any of that. So we picked up, moved to Lubbock, Texas over the summer, and I feel like our home is normal. There's no bad feelings, and I can share my ghostly experiences. One of the scariest ones happened when I was living with my mom about 6 years ago. In the home, it was myself, my daughter, my mom, my sister, her son, and 2 weekends out of the month, my little brother and sister. My bedroom was located towards the back of the house, across a living room. Directly across the living room was my little brother and sister's room. I would sleep on the floor on a mattress with my daughter next to me. And one night, I woke up, I opened my eyes, and I was in the same room, but it was almost as if it was a different point of time. I was laying in this bed, I had a quilt over my body, my daughter wasn't there, and it was the middle of the day. I had no clue why I had been teleported. I don't want to use that word, but I had almost been teleported to a different time, but same bedroom. So I'm laying there trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and through the doorway, this giant black shadow starts coming into the room. It's enveloping the room. The room is slowly going dark. I am filled with absolute dread. And then in the midst of this big black cloud coming into the room, I can see a shadow person coming into the room as well. And this shadow person had red eyes. I was absolutely paralyzed. I tried screaming, I tried moving, I couldn't move. It was absolutely terrifying. And then, with the blink of an eye, it was gone. And I was back in my room. I was on my mattress, on the floor. My daughter was next to me. That thing was gone. I checked. It was just an open doorway, but still the feeling of this ominous presence. I don't know why that thing decided to show itself to me, but at the time, it felt like, here I am, don't mess with me. It was so scary. And so later on down the road, let me tell you, I never ever slept with my door open ever again. But later on down the road, I meet my husband, I move to Massachusetts, and my sister moves into my old room. I told her about the experience I had with the shadow person, and her eyes got huge. She is also sensitive as well, but for her, she tends to see things and hear things versus me feeling things. And she told me one day she was in my old room, and she looks across the living room into my little brother and sister's room, and she sees a shadow person standing next to their bunk beds. And my gut dropped to the floor when she told me that. I was so shocked. She said that was the only experience she ever had, but we both agreed that that house was filled with horrible, horrible feelings, and we were so happy to move out of it. Anyways, I'm glad to share with you guys. I have more. I'll probably be calling in now that I'm in a safe space.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.